Many Rivers Whole Health's Mental Health Monday, where we dive into the complexities of mental health and addiction. In the studio, John Hendricks.
From Many Rivers Whole Health, we have the Addiction Line Service Director, John Rausch. We went right to the top.
Hey, yeah, you did. There you go.
Yeah, we get the top dude in here to talk with you about mental health. And our Mental Health Monday today, you're going to bring to us a new drug.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about kind of a new phenomenon going on in addiction. It's xylazine is the drug.
Spelled with an X.
It's spelled with an X, yes.
And it's xylazine.
It's called Trank. That's its street name. So, that's what we're going to talk about today. Well, xylazine is a non-opiate sedative analgesic and muscle relaxant, and it's used for veterinary purposes, kind of like a horse tranquilizer. That's why it's called Trank. It is only authorized in the U.S. for veterinary use, according to the FDA. So that's all it's used for is veterinary animals and horses.
So we're putting something in our body that's meant for horses?
Basically, the people that are using it are putting a veterinary tranquilizer into their bodies.
That can't turn out good.
No, it doesn't. And it's not, it's xylazine has an interesting pattern of use. So
tell us about that.
Yeah, xylazine is—it's not the fact that it's kind of cut and mixed with other substances, and a lot of times, it might be mixed with heroin, or it might be mixed with fentanyl, or it could be mixed with cocaine or methamphetamine. A lot of times, it comes in combination with other drugs.
So it actually makes those drugs seem better.
In my research, what I gathered is what it does is it has similar effects to opioids, but it's longer lasting. So it's taken than fentanyl. So people get those effects longer.
So maybe people think that it's a bargain.
Yeah, probably.
Or a better buy than just the straight fentanyl.
Yeah. Or maybe they don't know they're getting it. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing with the drug market these days and the things coming in over the border is you don't know what you're getting anymore.
So now this stuff isn't controlled?
I did this read. This was an article that I did the research on that was 2022, and as of 2022, it was not controlled.
Hmm. I would think that a horse would need a prescription for it. But not people, huh?
I guess not. Yeah, it didn't really specify all that.
So is this stuff actually available on the internet?
Yes, it is. It is available on the internet. A lot of people can get it off the internet, is what I gathered in my research. So yeah, it's available on the internet.
So you use the term Trank. That would be short for tranquilizer, right?
Right, yeah.
So this kind of does for a horse what maybe an opioid would do for a human being?
Yeah. Yeah, if you think of opioid, you think of painkiller. Mm-hmm. And with veterinary purposes, it's kind of to numb the horse and kind of get them to where they're not feeling pain from whatever procedure is being done, I'm guessing. But that part, it's what opioids do. So yeah, that's what Trank actually does.
And so let's talk about why we would maybe mix this with other drugs. You say it's longer lasting. Is it a higher high?
I didn't see that it was a higher high. I think it's because it's longer lasting, and maybe if you mix it with a stimulant, it kind of gives you both the stimulant effects and the opioid effects at the same time, which could be you get those two different effects.
Are you seeing much of that around here?
You know, it's really kind of started on other parts of the country, from what I gathered, there's more on the East Coast, but mm-hmm. it's making its way here. There is some entering Montana.
So is it something like meth that can be manufactured here?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think it's actually something, I don't know where it's manufactured, but I think it's actually manufactured by, if it's not regulated, but it's still produced.
Mm-hmm.
It's manufactured by, I'm guessing, by a company.
Well, veterinarians get it from somewhere.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So maybe you find your friendly veterinarian and get some. I was being facetious there. They
but if it's not controlled, you don't need to be a vet. What I gathered from what I read is if it's not controlled, you don't need to be a veterinarian to purchase it. It's not controlled.
So,
and on the actually, when it's sold on the internet, it's not even a requirement that it be used for veterinary purposes. It's just sold.
So anybody can get it on the internet and do their own mixture?
I guess. Anybody can get it on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can just imagine you get yourself a fistful of fentanyl pills and crush them up and mix them with this stuff. That could be dangerous.
It's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you're taking an already dangerous substance, and let's take that danger and it's kind of a... and make it a little bit more dangerous. Let's add to it. That's basically, it's a synergistic type effect.
So how do you treat somebody who's addicted to this stuff?
You treat them basically like you would treat anybody else. For all drugs of abuse, they come in, you help them see their problem. Usually you have to give them some coping skills, some support, help them see their good values and assets and develop healthy thinking and really learn to connect with other people and have a good support system. Sending them to Narcotics Anonymous or AA as a supplement to treatment, that's all very important stuff as well.
So you're saying it takes a village?
Yeah, it takes a village, and we certainly at Manny Rivers have the ability to treat people with all types of addictions.
Well, let's talk about some of the ways that we bring people down off of this stuff, withdrawal and that sort of thing. We'll do that with John Rausch right after this.
Gateway Community Services has been providing quality, comprehensive recovery services to the Flathead and beyond, but now they're even stronger. Gateway has partnered with the Center for Mental Health and is now Many Rivers Whole Health. But what does that mean for our clients? Well, only good things. For starters, their capacity has more than tripled. They offer more services than before and can focus on whole person wellness. If you or someone you know struggles with addiction and does or doesn't have underlying conditions, please call or refer to Many Rivers Whole Health. In Kalispell, they're off North Meridian. Call for you or pass along to someone you love. Many Rivers Whole Health, excellence in whole person wellness. 406-756-6453.
And now, back to Many Rivers Whole Health's Mental Health Monday.
We're talking with John Rausch from Many Rivers Whole Health. Now, you actually do an outreach at the Warming Center. Give us your impressions, John, as a counselor.
Yeah, as a counselor, I feel like I strongly can see where the Warming Center fits into this Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which I truly believe is important for a person to get to a good state of well-being, to get these needs met. They give them the basic shelter, food, water, clothing, place to be warm. They give them, there's resources there, not just us. We're there once a week, and most resources are there once a week. Housing's there, voc rehab's there, various resources to help them try to get themselves out of homelessness, to gain something, to work on housing, to work on getting a job, to work on getting treatment so they can stabilize their lives. There's resources that are at the center that will go to the center and outreach these people. We do it as well as some of these other resources and attempt to get them involved in your services. And for us, it's mental health treatment and addictions treatment to get them to a point where they can start trying to find employment or housing or get to an area where they can function in their life. But there's also other resources, housing, and employment services to help them try to get, once they get to that point where they can start working on these things, then they have some assistance and support and guidance in getting housing and in getting a job and getting their lives. It's getting their way out of homelessness. Mm-hmm. It's called, Tanya Horn at the Warming Center calls it the roadmap out of homelessness. And that's their new agenda.
These folks, by the time they've got to this level, have been suffering probably for a while now.
Yeah, they've been suffering. They've been suffering for a bit. And it's not. Somebody doesn't fall into homelessness usually right away. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. There's financial circumstances too, but with people with mental illness, it's a course. It's a progression. So life gets worse over time as symptoms get worse over time.
Okay, we've talked about treatment. Okay, we talked about before addictions and how you treat addictions. But what about the mental health issues? How do you treat that?
In a lot of the same ways. They have cognitive behavioral therapy is used for both addiction and mental health. You've got to change your thinking in both. A lot of times mental health will actually require maybe a psychiatric provider because some of those people need to be medicated to deal with their symptoms, especially people who are schizophrenic. So it's treated in a lot of the same ways. The stressors are just different. And you take, with addiction and mental health, with addiction, there's the substance that's the root of the problems. With mental health, you just take the substance out of it. There's something mm-hmm. in their thinking and in their cognitive areas that are leading to the issue with mental health.
How expensive is the medications you're talking about that would be prescribed by a psychiatrist?
You know, they can be expensive, but a lot of they can be expensive. I don't know exactly.
I'm just wondering how a homeless person can afford to buy the medications to get healthy again.
Well, a lot of times what happens, and one of the resources that's available at the warming center is if you come in and you start working with a social worker, or you start working with mental health, part of mental health case management, those are services we offer too, will help these people get on Medicaid. And once they get on Medicaid, their treatment will be paid for and their medications will be paid for as well.
That's often a barrier to all of this is finances because, well, let's face it, finances is how they got into this mess in the first place.
Absolutely. Finances are a huge barrier. Now, with the roadmap to homelessness, it's going to be required this year that people who stay there have to meet with a social worker once every week, once every 7 days, to work on treatment, to work on getting into housing, to work on employment. And this is kind of a case management piece because that social worker can help them link them like treatment with treatment providers like Manny Rivers. Or with Voc Rehab, or with people that can help find them housing. And they can help them apply for benefits as well, get them on Medicaid, get them their Medicaid so they can pay for treatment at Manny Rivers, or pay for... Yeah. So it's a very good service. The case management piece is huge because this person will not only have a therapeutic component, but also help them link them with community resources that they so desperately need.
One thing for sure is that Tanya never wants the warming center to be a hotel.
No, it's not there to be a hotel. It's there, and I've been in there. They have expectations for the people that stay there, and if the people are causing a disruption, there's consequences for that, mm-hmm. and it's you have to be responsible in order to stay there. You have to be. Meet the expectations and be able to, you have to be a responsible person and stay in there. And then also, her strongest proponent is, it's not just a place for them to stay, but let's get them to a place where they can get out of homelessness. Let's do this roadmap to homelessness. Let's get them working on finding a job or working on finding housing or getting treatment mm-hmm. with addictions or mental health through Manny Rivers or one of the other resources to get them into a better place. It's not just come stay there. Yeah. Now, certainly in this, you know, and there's a lot of people there who have these co-occurring disorders and who truly need help. Not everybody wants it, but there is a large percentage who do.
John, as always, thank you for the insights into this and, of course, the work that you and Manny Rivers are doing to help people get off the streets and get into a home and get back into society.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you for joining us for Many Rivers Whole Health's Mental Health Monday. We'll be here next Monday at 12:45. If you missed some or you'd like to share it with friends, find today's and past shows on our Facebook page. And thanks for listening. Now it's twice as nice. 600 KGEZ is now on translator K243CM Kalispell, high atop Lone Pine at 96.5 FM. KGEZ.